existing model. We're getting a new model very soon that might show different growth rates. But there are rather high growth rates assumed for Stevenson Street, so we were looking at maybe in 2027, if those aggressive growth rates occurred, it could meet it at that date. But this time, yeah.
Okay. All right. Further questions for staff?
If I may.
Yeah, please.
I just would like to hear kind of a direct response to what I think Ms. Moore and the Walkers were saying. I mean, what I heard them saying is that they feel that if you removed vegetation and somehow took some steps to reduce speeding, then that would have a comparable or greater impact on safety. And so I'd just like to hear your reaction to that. How do you think that your proposal compares to theirs and compares to removing vegetation in terms of improving sight lines, and what do you think is really feasible and infeasible in terms of reducing speeding?
I think Michelle can answer that question. Since the project started and we heard this concern, we have asked the Bureau of Maintenance to go back and cut back the vegetation that's at least in the right-of-way, and that still hasn't resolved the safety issues. And so I think what we'd need to do is then cut back vegetation on private property, which we looked at wasn't feasible, and Michelle can talk about that.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to the vertical curve issue. So you can fix the horizontal sight distance or the sight distance somewhat by cutting back the vegetation going to the north, where you have the blind corner. You could cut some of that back, and the speeds from that direction aren't as high as they are coming the other direction. And so the northbound direction is really the direction that's, we're concerned with because of the vertical curve. So if we don't realign to be closer to the top of that vertical curve, then we can't achieve anything more than a 30-mile-per-hour sight distance. So any vehicle traveling faster than that would still not be viewed in time for that vehicle to stop, for both vehicles to stop and not hit each other.
And so what's your response to the argument that the real problem is speeding, and can't you just figure out a way to stop people from speeding?
Well, even if people are traveling 40 miles per hour, the existing intersection, like I mentioned, you wouldn't have adequate sight distance for someone traveling at 40 miles per hour. As someone mentioned, the state does control speed. This is our road, but the state does control speed, and we can send them proposals to reduce the speed. But because of the nature of Boone's Ferry, and people are more traveling about, over 45 miles per hour, 48 was the last count we got. So without some change in character to Boone's Ferry, the state would be very unlikely to adopt a lower speed limit than 40, since people are traveling much faster than that today. In the future, if we were to install, sidewalks and make it feel more urban than this rural character, then it would have to be a more comprehensive, we think, a project to somehow get that speed limit lowered.
So, I mean, the bottom line is, safety is your priority here, and you've looked at other options, and this is the best option that you think we have in terms of improving safety.
Right. We think this improves the issues that were brought up originally to council during that subdivision review, that people couldn't see to make turns out of the Stevenson Street, Stevenson Court. It's a confusing intersection. We think we've addressed those sightline issues with this project.
Further questions? If not, thanks very much. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz? I've lived in this area for the last 21 years, and I think the discussions have been going on for the last 21 years about what to do with this intersection. I strongly support the current proposal. It's a good first step. I recognize the concerns of the neighbors and that more will need to be done. I think that people like me will add to the traffic counts because I will now start using this intersection, which I avoid like the plague at this point because of the issues raised of its lack of sight distance and lack of safety. So there has been a lot of process to get to this point, and I appreciate both the staff work and the neighborhood's involvement, and particularly Southwest neighborhoods. Lots of folks coming in from all over this area of deep Southwest to try to address this problem. Thank you so much. Aye.
Fish.
Well, first, with Mary Ann here, this is our first time certain, I think, of the new year, and I'm struck by the fact that actually, I believe this is the first time in the history of the council that we have three commissioners all from Southwest. Mm. And once upon a time, that was not the case. So I sense a power shift. We'll be hearing from North Portland soon. Second, I want to thank all the folks who took time to testify today and come out and educate us about your concerns. I live in the Grant Park neighborhood, and we have now achieved a perfect symmetry. Cars and bikes no longer view a stop sign as anything but a flashing yellow. And it really is extraordinary. And it is a place, my neighborhood is a place near Grant Park with lots of children and family. And the way people drive is just astonishing to me. And I have now a 9-year-old at home. And so I appreciate very much this question of safety. But what tips the scales for me is that I hear people say that there's been a long process, a chance for lots of people to be heard, strong support for the Neighborhood Association, and that this approach does not preclude us making refinements as we go along. So on that basis, I want to compliment our staff. It's not every time that city staff comes forward and public says we trust what they're doing and we appreciate their process, but that is our goal. So congratulations, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the work of city staff and the neighbors for all their work. I think this will be on balance an improvement, whether $1.5 million worth of improvement. I guess things are expensive. But this does seem like an intersection right now that has a lot of problems, and this seems to be something that has gained the consensus, overwhelming consensus of the neighborhood. So I will also support this. Aye.
Novick?
First of all, I'd like to thank Ms. Moore and the Walkers for coming here, and I appreciate that taking people's property, even with just compensation, is one of the most serious decisions a government can make. And I thank PBOT staff for being here and explaining their rationale. And I mean, the issue here, it seems, is safety, and there are competing views on what is the most appropriate thing to do to assure public safety. And I'm putting my trust in PBOT staff and some of the advisory groups that have looked at this. I realize these are hard issues. I appreciate everybody's hard work, and I vote aye.
Hales.
You know, there was a local oil change place that used to have a slogan of, you know, we're not going to change the world, we're just going to change your oil. And that's, to some extent, the spirit of this. This is a country road that is evolving, and we're trying to make it more humane and more urban and safer over time. This won't be the last improvement that we have to make in this part of the city in order to achieve any of those goals of people being able to walk safely, people being able to get to and from their home by car safely, and to have choices about how people travel around this part of the community. So to me, it seems that this step of getting the architecture of the intersection right, or at least quite a bit better, is a responsible step, even if we haven't achieved perfect consensus and even if there's still question marks about what we can do next. But I do think that the process has worked well so far. Obviously, I hope, expect, and assume that the staff will continue to work with everyone affected by this project, including the Walkers and Ms. Moore, and to make it a success in the next stages as it has been so far. I vote aye. Thank you. Yes. So thank you very much. This item is approved. And we have one remaining item. I believe Mr. Ormsby has arrived. So we'll take his public comment. Thanks very much, staff.
Thank you.
I'll read the title. Number 19, request of Charles B. Ormsby to address council regarding Bureau of Environmental Services projects that impact area of the Birds Hill CPONA.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Honorable Council. Thank you for taking your new positions, and I hope you bid you well for the next 2-year session, and then somebody else gets elected.
Thanks. Well, please put your name into the record, and then if you're representing an organization, let us know that, please.
Yes. My name is Charles Ormsby, and my nickname is Skip. I live in Clackamas County at 170 Southwest Birds Hill Road, Portland, Oregon, 97219-8502. I am representing, and I am chair of the Birds Hill CPONA, and I am representing our neighborhood in regards to these issues that I gave you a rather lengthy packet. Primary concern right now is disappeared. One, two, three. Oh, there it is. I give you eight topics that we're concerned of. The top of the list is getting a lack of a voting seat on the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Citizens Advisory Committee. Packet illustrates that our neighborhood abuts that facility on the north side of Tryon Creek. There were political considerations with the former administration in the city of Lake Oswego, which precluded my assignment to that committee. I suggest if you contact the newly sworn-in mayor, Ken Studebaker, those considerations have changed. Furthermore, Clackamas County has also changed substantially in the last election, and I assume, Commissioner John Ledlow would also support my appointment to that committee immediately. It's unfortunate that I was treated in the manner and our neighborhood has been treated in the manner in which it has been under the Hoffman administration, but they're in the history books now. So we'll leave it at that. As part of that, things that have not occurred in the last year is I request a map of the second item was I request a map of the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant service area be updated from its 1984 status to, you know, bring it up to speed to 2013 GIS standards. Because there's issues there about planning for it and the capacity of that plant, notably in the Stafford area, I think that would be a great concern to a good many people in the Lake Oswego environs. There also is a tech memo about decommissioning that plant circa 20-05. I'd like that one in PDF file format, and it should have been part of, frankly, the materials for the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Citizens Advisory Committee. I've requested it. I know it exists. I know it can be done. Just make a phone call. Get it done, please. Thank you on that one. Issue has arisen during the Foothills planning process with request to a berm. I don't know the full hydrology details of it. I've been running ragged for the last 12 months, literally 20 hours a week on my neighborhood stuff, that sort of thing. Main thing is came to us is the request for a project initiative list. What's happening in our area? You abut us. You do the planning for Multnomah County. We'd like sort of like to know what's going on. Item six, ascertain the stability of Elk Rock Tunnel. This is one that's evolved from the, I've been aware of it for about 10, 15 years. And it really evolved, came home from the Fukushima earthquake 2011. And I wish that, find out what, if that thing can withstand a subduction earthquake event.
Good. Thank you very much. Appreciate being here. Thanks very much.
Good day.
I believe we have nothing else on this morning's calendar and that we are adjourned until tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Do you want to talk about that or do you want to talk to Gil?